Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are lost. We exist to
employ.
Exalt.
Engage.
Experience. Equip.
Empower.
Good morning. This is Pastor Danielle Brown, Senior Pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey. We are absolutely elated that you are worshiping with us today. Listen, if you're here in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on all of your social media pages so that everyone knows that you are here at the Place of Peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, we're glad that you're here too. And we ask that you would take this moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast. Share this broadcast with all of your network and then tag all of your friends and family members in the comments, because we believe that something is going to happen here at the Place of Peace that will change your lives forever and for the better. 2022 is the year that we re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. And we are so excited that you are on this journey with us. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds for the Shiloh experience, which begins now.
Good morning. All over the sanctuary, let's rise as we begin our worship service with our hymn of praise, Living He Loved Me. Come on, put those hands together. Hallelujah on this blessed resurrection day. Yeah. Come on, everybody. Living He Loved Me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, everybody, living in love. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Serving, He carried mine. Rising, He justified. Living forever. One day. Hallelujah. Oh, living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried
Easter. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Can we bow our heads and close our eyes? Dear Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us here for another day of praise and worship. And thank you for everything. Thank you for living for us. Thank you for dying for us, most importantly, today. And this week has been a reminder of all of the things and all of the sacrifices that you've made for us. And it reminds us that we have to be selfless because our lives are not our own. And we're doing this for you, Lord. And let this be a great service. And hopefully we all are reminded of the great and wonderful things that Jesus Christ did for us when he died on that cross. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
There we go. I will be reading from Luke 24, scriptures 1 through 12. At the crack of dawn on Sunday, the women came to the tomb carrying the burials. Oh, wait. Y'all are still standing. Y'all can sit. Y'all can stay for a while. We gonna be here. We really gonna be here. Y'all made me forget where I was. At the crack of dawn on Sunday, the women came from the tomb carrying the burial spices they had prepared. They found on the entrance stone rolled back from the tomb, so they walked in. But once inside, they couldn't find the body of the Master Jesus. They were puzzled, wondering what made of this. Then out of nowhere, it seemed two men. Light cascading over them stood there. The women were awestruck and bowed down in worship. The men said, "Why are you looking for the living one in a cemetery? He's not here, but raised up. Remember how he told you when you were still back in Galilee." How you say it? There we go. Y'all got it. Now I see y'all read. That he had to be handed over to sinners, but killed on a cross, and in 3 days rise up. Then they remembered Jesus' words. They left the tomb and broke the news of all this to 11 and the rest. All right, now I got a quiz for you guys. Who was the mother of James? James? I'm hearing a lot of different answers. Who? Y'all read. And the other women that kept telling these things to the apostles, but the apostles didn't believe a word of it, thought they were making it all up. But Peter jumped to his feet and ran to the tomb. He stood up to look in and saw a few grave clothes, that's all. He walked away, puzzled, shaking his head. There we go, y'all.
Say amen for our young people. Say amen again for our young people. They're learning, they're growing, and we just want to say praise God that they're here. You know, they could be somewhere else today, but they're here. And so you've got to give them some encouragement, build up their confidence, so that they know they belong here. Somebody say amen. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, we just sang the gospel. Living, he loved us. Dying, he saved us. Buried, he carried our sins far away. But guess what? Rising, he justified us freely forever. Hallelujah. I'm gonna stop right there. Yep. Today is the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Anybody feel free like I do? I'm just free. Don't get in my way, I might hurt you. I'm so free. Yeah, amen. I'm going to praise and worship. Praise and worship. I just altered the worship service.
Yes, she did. We love
it. Amen.
Come on, I need everybody to stand to your feet in this place like never before. We come to celebrate the resurrected King in this place. Am I talking right? I need everybody just to begin to open their mouth and put your hands together and begin to give God some glory in this place. You came to give him honor. You came to give him praise. We serve a risen Savior. We serve a risen King. And now we give him glory and we give him honor. I need everybody here that has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb just to put your hands together. Come on. The song says, he's the King of glory. Come on. Help me sing it. He's the King.
He's the King of glory.
The Lord.
The Lord strong and mighty.
He's the King.
He's the King of glory.
Let the Lord.
Let the Lord come.
Hallelujah. Anybody glad for the work of the cross on this morning? Because of the work of the cross, we will never be defeated. I love it because our Savior did not leave us defenseless. Hallelujah. No matter what, the enemy may be on the offense, but I thank God for my great defender. Hallelujah. And because of that, we will never, ever be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never, never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never, never be defeated. I shall rise, I shall be, I shall go in victory. No weapon against me will ever overtake. And because God,
and because God
is the greatest,
is the greatest power,
we shall never,
we shall
be defeated.
Never be defeated.
And because God,
because God,
he's the greatest power,
the greatest power,
we shall never, never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Say it again, because, God,
because God
is the greatest power,
power,
we shall never,
we shall never
be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Because God,
we'll be right back.
you got the victory.
Woman that I am. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I ain't been good all my life. Lord have mercy, Jesus. I thank him for the blood. Wash. I just want to talk to the folk online. If you are out of your chair by now, get up and just give God some glory. We just want to thank you for being with us, for worshiping with us. This is the worship hour at the Shiloh Baptist Church, a place of peace, where Jesus is Lord and people are loved. I'm going to move out of the way. I want to introduce a very special couple, and this couple is coming, and they are going to actually bring you the best welcome that you could ever get. Come on. I'm going to ask for Trustee Frank Hall and Sister Burma Hall. He's trustee out there working. She's a member of the choir and several other ministries. They're going to come and bring a welcome to all of our visitors and friends. Say amen if you're glad to be in the house. Don't sound like it. Say amen if you're glad to be in the house today. I said it don't sound like it. Say
Shiloh family and friends.
Good morning.
My name is Burma J. Hall.
And I'm Frank J. Hall.
And we're here to welcome you. Will all our visitors please stand and remain standing until you have been acknowledged. Now I know we have visitors. Thank you, thank you. In behalf of our pastor, Dr. Danielle L. Brown, and the entire Shiloh family, we'd like to welcome you. Our ushers are handing out special gifts to you. In that special gift is a card. Please fill out that card and put it in the offering basket, because we want to keep in touch with you. Now, you can keep the special gift, but please return the card in the offering basket. Shiloh is a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and you are loved. And I hope you felt. And with that, please consider Shiloh. We would love to have you. Yes, yes. So sit back, relax, stomp your feet, clap your hands. Make yourself comfortable, and let's enjoy this spiritual journey together. Again, welcome to Shiloh. Don't be seated. Wait, I didn't tell you to be seated yet. Wait.
Not finished.
We're not finished. Just one more thing. And if you want to Whatever you want to do, make yourself feel comfortable, do it. And as our pastor always say to us, every time we're dismissed, please, please, have an amazing day. You may be seated. Thank you.
Join us every Tuesday on Zoom for Bible study, beginning at 11 a.m. with Deaconess Charlotte Banks, followed by Bible study at 7 p.m. with Pastor Brown. All meeting info is posted on social media and the church website. Join us every Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. for our morning prayer call. Please call 757-841-1415 using access code 673-4192. The City of Plainfield, in partnership with SHIELD, returns with its pop-up vaccination clinic on Wednesday, April 20th, from 3 to 6 p.m. All booster shots will be available. No appointments are required. Join us on Sunday, May 8th at 9 a.m. for a special celebration honoring Mother's Day. Shiloh's Women's Fellowship Ministry returns to in-person fellowship on Saturday, May 14th at 9 a.m. in the Cultural Arts Center. If you would like to attend, please sign up in the lobby after service. Shiloh, mark your calendars for our church anniversary celebrating 114 years on Sunday, May 15th at 9 a.m. Shiloh's baby dedication will be held on Sunday, May 22nd. Please email Sister Marlene Powell at officeassistant@shilohplainfield.org if you would like to have your child dedicated. Calling men of all ages, mark your calendar for Sunday, June 19th for Men's Day. And calling all youth ages 18 and under, mark your calendars for Shiloh's Youth Weekend Conference from July 8th through the 10th. Please be on the lookout for more information. Shiloh family and friends have various ways to contribute tithes and offerings. Giving can be done by mail, the church website at shilohplainfield.org, through Zelle, using Cash App using the cash tag Shiloh Plainfield, PayPal, or Givelify. That's all for now, Shiloh. Enjoy the worship service.
Do me a favor and get it out of your system now. And go ahead and laugh at me for the next 5 seconds. Amen. That way all your attention will be focused on the young people and you can get your laughing out of the way now because my pastor already laughed at me. That's how I know she loves me, because when folks can laugh with you and at you, they love you. We are so excited to have everybody in the house on Resurrection Sunday. Make some noise. And as all of you should know, and many of you know, Shiloh is a multi-generational church. Multi-generational church. Multi-generational church. Striving to please the heart of our Father. And so at this time, led by our very own Sister Donna McGregor, some of our young people, some of the best members of this church, some of my favorite members of this church, will come now and bring forth just a small presentation. So as they come up the aisle, come on and celebrate the young people, a portion of the young people of the Shiloh Baptist Church. Come on to your feet. To your feet. Amen. Amen. Amen again. However you want to hold it. However you want to hold it. I can pick it up.
Yeah.
baby. That's mine. That's mine.
Easter in my hands. There's a rainbow in my hand full of colors that are bright. They remind me of the Savior who was born on Christmas night.
He left his throne in heaven to forgive the sins of man. The candy from his egg will reveal his mighty plan.
The purple one reminds me of the sin that's in my heart. It spreaded God from man and drove him both apart.
Who's next?
The red candy reminds me of the blood that Jesus lost when he went up on the hill and died upon the cross.
Sunday morning came and the stone rose away by the orange light of sunrise. Christ rose on Easter Day.
Amen. Green is the color of new life opening in the spring. It tells me of the new life that knowing Jesus brings.
Yeah.
Yellow is the color of the gold that lines the street. In heaven up above us, where Jesus we will meet.
Everyone standing. With your loud voice.
The Savior in my life says that now my heart is free.
Yay! Yay! Come on, anybody know you're free? Anybody know you're free? Come on, anybody know you're free? Testify, you're free. Tell somebody, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free.
We come to celebrate the King in this place and to give God glory, give Him honor. We come to celebrate the King, everybody. Are we here to come to celebrate the King? Let's go, musicians. Let's go. We got things we got to do. We come to celebrate Him more. We come to celebrate the King on today. Put your hands together like this. Because He's worthy of all glory. He's worthy of all honor. He's worthy of all praise. Can we just celebrate Him today in our way? The Shiloh way. Listen.
Let's celebrate our King. He's the ruler of everything. Let's lift His name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King.
Celebrate our
righteous man, glorious soul.
Let's lift him up.
That's your testimony. Just put those hands together. Look at somebody on your row and say, he is a great God. He's righteous and glorious and ever victorious. He is a great God. Is there anybody in here whose testimony is he woke me up this morning and started me on my way, clothed me in my right mind? He is a great God. Here we are after 2 years in a pandemic in the house of the Lord. One more time. He is a great God. Hallelujah. 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 He is a great God. A great God. My Lord. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord, who is a great God. I'm so excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning. How about you? Anybody else excited? Are you enjoying the Shiloh experience today? Yes, I love this church. Thank you to our music ministry. Just put your hands together for the music ministry. Hey, y'all, hey. Hey, y'all, hey. Amazing. Music ministry, the dancers. Come on, put your hands together for the dancers. And can we celebrate once again our children? They nailed those Easter parts. Come on, celebrate our babies. Hey, they nailed those Easter parts. I'm almost nervous about my sermon. The way they nailed those Easter parts, I said, that's a tough act to follow. But we thank God that we are indeed a multi-generational church. There, Shiloh is a place for everybody. The seasoned ones and the slightly sprinkled ones. Shiloh is a place for you. Just look at your neighbor and say, it's a place for you. It is a place for you. Well, happy Resurrection Sunday, Shiloh and friends. Those of you that are joining us online, this is your opportunity to just do the roll call. Let us know in the comments where you are worshiping with us from. And we, just a couple weeks ago, I shared a story that I was at lunch with a friend, and my friend thanked the waiter for coming to work that day. And I said, well, Ron, what you doing? And he said, well, he could have made another decision. But because he decided to come to work today, we had exemplary service. And so my brothers and sisters, I know that the halls have welcomed you, and Reverend Thorpe was so excited to welcome you that she jumped the gun and all of that. But look, it's all good in the hood, right? But I want to just echo their sentiments and say to you, thank you for coming to church today. Thank you. Thank you for coming to church this morning. Just look at the person next to you and say, thank you for coming to church this morning. Why? Because there's no telling who would have sat next to me if you didn't come today. And because you came, I'm having an amazing experience. You're kind, you are smart, you is important, and you sat next to me. And because you're sitting with me, I'm having the most phenomenal Easter Sunday that I've ever had, ever. Is this the best Easter you've ever had? Amen. Amen. So I want to thank you for coming to church today. I want to just lift up a couple of things. You saw the amazing media announcements. Did you see all of the information that was in them? Shout out to our media team, Sister Jalen. Stand up, Jay, so they can see who is the mastermind behind all of that. And Reverend Gene is up there behind the cameras. But we thank God even for technology. But I also want to invite all of our young people ages 12 to 18, I want to invite you to hang out with me on April 30th, Saturday, April 30th at 1:30 p.m. We're going to go to Monster Mini Golf in Edison. And so if your child would like to attend, if you're going to make your child attend, you can RSVP by emailing Jalen@ShilohPlainfield.org. That is Jalen with a J, A-E-L-Y-N J-A-Y-N-N. That's two N's. If you email Jalen with one N, it's not going to get to her. Jalen with two N's at ShilohPlainfield.org to register your child. We just need an RSVP so I know how much money I have to save up to pay for my guests to come and play mini golf with me. But ages 12 to 18, I want to have an opportunity just to hang out with you guys for a little bit because, again, Shiloh is an intergenerational church, and in this church, even the children have access to their pastor. Amen? Amen. We also want you to know that a whole lot has gone into Holy Week. Last week, we were in prayer every morning at 6:30 a.m. It was amazing. Friday night, we had Good Friday service. Hey, Sister Aisha, welcome home. We had a Good Friday service. Did those seven preachers preach or what? I mean, they preached. And you see Reverend Carlos, he closed out Friday night and then shows up Sunday morning singing. Did he sing the song today? Listen, we have all kinds of gifted people at the Shiloh Baptist Church. Hey, Aunt Fanny, welcome to church today. It's good to see. That's my aunt. That's my real aunt, for real. But hey, Aunt Fanny. So much goes into pulling this off that next week the church staff will be on Sabbath. So for those of you that are like, what's Sabbath? Rest. We will be taking a break to get a breather. Why? Because tired vessels are useless vessels. And I believe in a culture of balance. And so unless you have an emergency, give the staff a break. But all the time, our deacons are available to you. If you really do have an emergency, please contact your deacon, and they will go through the proper channels so that you can get the care that you need. It's just 5 days. Well, really four, because we're closed on Fridays anyway. So just 4 days, right? We can let the staff have a four-day breather. All right, that's fair. And so we'll be doing that. I also want to let you know that these Easter lilies that are absolutely beautiful, come on, just put your hands together for the Easter lilies. And if you look in your bulletin, all of the sponsorships, our Easter lily tributes are printed in your bulletin. Take a look at them. And I want to thank everyone who took time out to sponsor an Easter lily in honor of a loved one, in honor of just anyone. We thank you for contributing to the Easter lilies. After service, you will be able to pick up your Easter lily, but you can't just run up and take it. Our team will be down here. You'll have to sign out because we want to make sure that everyone who purchased an Easter lily gets their Easter lily, and that those who didn't purchase an Easter lily do not leave with Easter lilies that belong to people that purchased them, right? It's all good. We also received, Shiloh, those of you that are visiting with us, you may not know this, but I'm getting ready to tell you, Shiloh is an amazing church. Not just because of the worship that you've experienced, but because we are really good at taking care of one another. Do I have any witnesses in Shiloh that we're really good at taking care of one another? It's good to see the Howards in service today, and we received a note from them of thanks for the way that Shiloh, you did an amazing job at being the church when they were going through a period of bereavement and loss. And so we received a thank you note from them. Deacon James Davis, we received a thank you note from him as well, because you did an amazing job at being the church when he was journeying through grief. Shiloh, put your hands together for yourselves for being an amazing church and for continuously taking care of one another. Well, it's giving time at the Shiloh Baptist Church. Come on, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate the opportunity to give. We have several electronic methods of giving, but we also have some traditional methods of giving. And while you're preparing your gifts, while you're pulling your phones out and pulling your mask down so that your Face ID can activate and it can open your Cash App and open your Givelify and open your Zelle and all of that, or while if you need an envelope, just raise your hand and our ushers will serve you. Can we celebrate our ushers today? They were so kind to you when you came in. They made sure that our visitors got their visitor packets, and they made sure that each of you was seated in the VIP section. Tap yourself and say, look at me over here in the VIP section. In the VIP section, yes. And so we thank God for our ushers, but if you need an envelope, just raise your hand. Our ushers will absolutely serve you. We even praise God for Minister Brian's cape. He walked into morning meeting with that gold cape, and I was just tickled. We also want you to know that after service, we have a 360 machine. Some of y'all may have already gotten on it, but it's set up out there, so make sure that you stop by the 360 machine. And then we will also have some face painting for the kids. And so after service, make sure that the babies get their faces painted. And young and seasoned, you can stop by the 360 machine so that you can just have a little fun and let everybody know that you are here at the Shiloh Baptist Church. Where is Reverend Abney? They tell me Reverend Abney is in worship today. Reverend Abney, wave your hand. Reverend Abney, it's good to see you today, sir. Good to see you. This is a good week for me because I've had the opportunity to see Reverend Abney twice in 1 week. God must love me. I got to see you twice in 1 week, but it's good to have you in the house, Reverend Abney, and all of you, God's beloved. Are we ready to give today? Are we ready? Let's stand to our feet. Our trustees are coming now. Can't we celebrate our trustees? I love the people of the Shiloh Baptist Church, all of y'all. We just have some of the best people here, and I really mean that. I really do mean that. But with your gifts in your hands, just stretch those gifts toward heaven. If you've given electronically, we're going to march around, and even if you have given electronically, I am going to ask just so that no one has to step over you, because we're not all Jack be nimble or Jack be quick. It's difficult for some of us to step over. I am going to ask that everyone who is able to walk will walk. And if you've given electronically, you can simply do what I do and tap your phone or your electronic device to the basket, because the Bible says to bring the whole tithe to the storehouse. Amen. And so we'll all walk as out of courtesy. How many of you know courtesy never met a stranger? And so out of courtesy, we do ask that everyone would walk. Stretch your gifts toward heaven. Gracious and almighty God, we thank you so much for the opportunity to give. Lord God, everything that we have comes from you, and it is our delight to give it back to you. God, we thank you for every tither that is in this room. And I pray that you would make your word come alive in the life of the tither, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon them that they will not have room enough to receive. And then God, for every seed sower, every person bringing an offering, God, I pray that you would make Genesis come alive, that as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not end. And so today, as we sow seeds and bring offering, Lord God, we believe you for harvest. We believe that you will be true to your word and give back to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God, I thank you for every person in this room who is getting ready to invest in the upbuilding of your kingdom and the transformation of lives. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, you're under the direction of our ushers as our choir comes and leads us in some good marching music. God loves a cheerful giver, and so cheerfully come around and bring your gifts.
Above the heaven,
the Lord is high above the heaven,
and his glory is above the nations,
and his glory above the nations.
The Lord is high above the heaven,
the Lord is high above the heaven,
and his glory is above the nations,
and his glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise, exalt him always, and all the people say halle, halle, hallelujah,
halle, halle, hallelujah,
halle, halle, hallelujah,
halle, halle, halle.
Hallelujah.
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 The Lord is high
high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And his glory's above the nations.
And his glory above the nations.
Say the Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And his glory's above the nations.
And his glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise, acknowledge him always. Let all the people say, hallelujah.
To glory, you are my know who I am, cause I know whose I am. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, standing all over the sanctuary. Lord, we thank you that when we open up our mouths, miracles start breaking out. Because of what you did on this day, you conquered death, hell, and the grave. Because on this day, Lord God, you conquered everything that would try to conquer us. You've given us the authority to walk with you, the authority to rule and to reign in the earth, the authority to overcome. For that, Lord God, we're grateful. We thank you, Lord God, for this Easter Sunday morning worship. We thank you for every song that has been sung, every prayer that has been prayed, the reading of the scripture, the ministry of dance and music. We thank you for the person who is seated to our right and left, in front of us and behind us. We thank you for the saints gathered online. Now, God, we come to this preaching moment, and I ask that today you sanctify it, that you would make it your own, that you wouldn't allow any of these, your precious people, to suffer because of the humanity and the frailty of this preacher. But God, I pray that you would stand up in me to the end, that from this sacred desk to the door and wherever this broadcast lands, that your people are encouraged, that they are edified, they are empowered and excited to run on and do your work in ways that will turn this world upside down. And not for any glory of our own, but only for the glory of the one who was and is and always will be our risen Savior. And his name is Jesus. And it's in that name that we do pray. And let all God's people say, amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Just look at your neighbor and say, you know, when you open your mouth, miracles can start breaking out. You just have to say the right thing. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. I'll read in your hearing verses 1 through 12. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. I'm so grateful for Sister Bria, who read it in the Message Version. Didn't she do well reading that scripture? And listen, at Shiloh, we believe in allowing the kids to come in their own way. And having our children come in their own way today, I have just had a great time in service. The gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 12, the word of the Lord reads this way. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles, and their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter, somebody say, "But Peter." But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Crossover. This word means a point or place of moving from one side to the other. Sister Tina, who led us so beautifully in worship, there are several applications and contexts for this word. In music, to cross over refers to when an artist starts out in one genre, appealing to one audience, and then ventures into and thrives in another. CeCe Winans did that. In basketball, a crossover is a move vital to a player's repertoire. Any ball players in the room? Any ball players with a decent crossover in the room? Tell truth, you're in church. But it's a move where the offensive player rapidly moves the ball from one side of their body to the other in a single dribble, creating space between themselves and the defender. Allen Iverson did that. In the automotive industry, a crossover is a utility vehicle that has become more popular than the original sport utility vehicles. Instead of being built in the traditional and more rigid body-on-frame model, it has a single unibody, which makes it lighter and more fuel efficient, with better handling, leading to higher safety ratings and less potential to flip over. Toyota did that. In biology, a crossover occurs in what is called meiosis, where a region of one chromosome is exchanged for a region of another chromosome. Guess what? Your DNA did that. Somebody say crossover. And now come with me to a Friday. It's Friday night in Jerusalem. There is a house full of women, Mary Magdalene and Joanne, Mary the mother of James, and some of their other homegirls who have come here from Galilee. I'm not sure how much or what the nature of their conversation would have been on this night, but what I do know is that they are preparing some spices and fragrant oils, not because they were having a Mary Kay party. Joanna was not the newest Tracy Lynn distributor, and James' mama had not just signed up for Avon, but they were together on this night on the tail end of having witnessed a horrific act. The death of Jesus the Christ on the cross at Golgotha's hill. And now they were preparing fragrant oil and spices, but they were also grieving and traumatized by the horror that they had witnessed. These women were just getting in from having followed the body of their Messiah from the cross to Joseph of Arimathea's tomb, and they witnessed firsthand how his body was laid in that borrowed tomb. And they went home and they began to make preparations, not for the impending Sabbath, but preparations for the anointing of Christ's body. They rested on the Sabbath, and early on the first day of the week, they were front and center at the tomb, not much different than many of us in the room today. Witness tragedy, sit with tragedy, and in the aftermath of tragedy, still bearing about in our being the impact of trauma, but still handling business. For many of us, it has not even set in as a memory, good, and we are moving right along, making it happen, doing what we have to do. In horror, watching our children being killed in the streets, journeying with the private pain of our own horrific and deeply personal past experiences, broken hearts working over capacity, and in a patriarchal hierarchy that we call society, your needs are the last to be tended to, and we wonder why heart disease is the leading cause of death in women in this country. They witnessed a horrible act. But they will not allow their brother, who has been the victim of a horrible act, to go without proper homage and burial. But when they get there, the Bible says they found the stone rolled away, the same stone that sealed the place where Jesus lay on Friday night is now rolled away. And not only is the stone rolled away, but Deacon Hand, they go and take a look inside, and Jesus is not there. This perplexes them. And they ask, and then two angels appear to them and ask, why do you seek the living among the dead? And if you allow me the homiletical liberty to offer the Pastor Brown remix, the angel said, why are you tripping in this cemetery? Soundboard, I need y'all to fix this sound because something changed, and it needs to be a good experience for everybody in here and online. Why do you see? Why are you tripping in this cemetery? Essentially, you rocked with him all the way from Galilee. You heard what he said. You know what he spoke to you. You know how the story goes, that he would be delivered into the hands of sinful men. He would be crucified, but on the third day he would rise again. And so why are you tripping in this cemetery? See, what has happened here, my brothers and my sisters, is a crossover. In this faith, a crossover is when you go from murdered and dead to buried in a tomb, to not being there because you decided to live. And my brothers and my sisters, Jesus did that. And they remembered Jesus' words. And may I suggest to you today that when you find yourself in the shoes of these women visiting dead places in your life, you need some folks who will show up and meet you right where you are and remind you of what Jesus said. When you visit the tombs of your life ready to anoint something for burial that is yet alive, you need someone in your life that will say, wait a minute, hold up, that marriage is not here, your purpose is not here, that bank account is not here, your health is not here. Why do you seek the living among the dead? We all need somebody in our lives who will show up like those angels and say, I'm glad that you were diligent to show up, but I will no longer allow you to be perplexed by this situation any further. You've got to remember what Jesus said, and this is not what you think, but this is a crossover. This is evidence of a crossover. They lied on you. They plotted against you. They had their backroom meetings and sidebar conversations. We know you got a divorce. They said you had diabetes and all manner of dumb stuff is eating away at you. But don't you get stuck. Don't you get stuck in the cemetery of fear and anger and bitterness and self-defeat. But you've got a life to live. And my brothers and sisters, you are in the wrong place, because we don't seek the living among the dead. And every now and then you need a reminder that after the world around you shows you how cold and harsh and racist and insecure and sexist and evil it can be, you need somebody to remind you that it's time to cross over, because your life matters. And every now and then, when we get to a place where hope unborn has died, but baby, the thing about hope is that while it can be buried, it cannot be destroyed. And so they show up. And so they show up. They show up and the stone is rolled away. They go in and Jesus is not there. And they remember what he said. They don't just do that, but Marcus, they go and tell their story. They run and tell the good news to the apostles. That would be the 11 remaining. The 11 remaining. Because Judas was gone. And they didn't have the election yet. But do you know that these jokers dismissed them? The 11 people who walked closest with Jesus in life for the last 3.5 years, and still upon hearing the witness of these women, did not believe them. They dismissed it as idle talk. Sister Mary Clowney, proximity does not always mean what you think. See, there's a whole lot of people that look like they're walking close to Jesus. They're decision makers on church boards, and they sing gospel labels and preach on major platforms and in all the right outfits and speak the right lingo. They've secured wonderful positions of power and places in the narrative because of proximity. But if you look a little deeper, they are clueless. They love power and the platform, but they don't truly believe what Jesus said, and as such, they cannot recognize God's promise in action. See, the disciples, they failed to absorb fully the revelation of who Jesus was and while he was with them, and because they enjoyed him but did not truly understand him, that means now that he's risen, they can't help their unbelief. Yet there was one. Look at your neighbor and say, there's always one. There's always one. And this one in the bunch, hallelujah, was Peter. It was Peter, the estranged disciple, the one who denied Jesus over and over and over in the courtyard, just like Jesus said that he would. He runs to see for himself. And the Bible says that he walks away marveling because he's excited, DeMarco, about what he sees. Can I tell y'all something about the resurrection? And then I promise I'll sit down. Y'all still with me? Wave your hands if you're still with me. Yeah. I want to tell you something about the resurrection. I told you about some women who came with Jesus from Galilee, didn't I? Y'all heard that part, right? And so they were voiceless. In fact, using the example from this very text, they were written off. But in the resurrection story, there is a place for those whose society does not value. And while we hear so much in the media today, political decisions to send billions to help Ukraine, but can't seem to find money to cancel federal student loan debt, they want to patrol Muslim neighborhoods and protect the borders in the name of national security, but won't pass simple gun control legislation. Regardless of the number of mass shootings that occur, mental health services and resources for the unhoused, we move them to places where nobody can see them, but won't invest in the resources needed to really tend to their needs. Yet in the resurrection story, there is a place for those whose society does not value. I told you about the women, right? I told you about the women. And now I want to tell you about a man named Peter who had some issues. Quick to cut with the tongue and the sword. Quick to fight and little control over his temper and denied that he ever even knew Jesus. Yet in the resurrection story, there is room for those of us, man, woman, boy, and girl, who have made some really bad choices in this life. In the resurrection story, there is room for us, those of us who have allowed our emotions and anger to get the best of us and have hurt other people. There's even room for those of us who have denied the Savior through words or deeds. And not only is there room in the resurrection story for those women in the Bible and for Peter, but there is room in the resurrection story for every single one of us in this sanctuary today. And why is there room for us in the story? Well, because of the crossover, the resurrection story, where Jesus went from being dead to being alive. It's not just some historical event to be commemorated every year, but the resurrection of Jesus is still at work right now, right here today. And so what does that mean? It means that the resurrection is not just something Jesus did back then, but that same resurrection makes it possible for you to cross over today. And you might be saying, what is Pastor Brown talking about? Well, here it is. Because Jesus lives, if there are some dead things in your life, a crossover is possible. Your dreams, your hopes, your ideas, they can be moved from dead to alive in one rapid move. I'm talking about we who were dead in trespasses and sins cross over to being made alive in him. And while we've spent a good portion of our lives living one way, today is the day, and this is the point, and Shiloh is the place where you can move to another. Just throw your hands and say hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, for the crossover. Now, my brothers and my sisters, life can take us low, but our God, who is rich in his mercy, has raised us up together and seated us in heavenly places in Christ. That's a cross. crossover. And you can do that. Just look at somebody and say, you. I know it's not nice to point, but find somebody in this sanctuary and point your finger and say, you can do that. You can cross over. You can go from where you are right now to being seated in heavenly places with Jesus right now. Come on, point at somebody and say, you can do it right now. Those of you that are online, just put a finger in the chat and say, you can do it right now. See, understand this. The resurrection story is still unfolding. And so, brothers and sisters, saints and friends and streaming congregation, as we leave this place today, remember Jesus' crossover. That on Friday, he died a very real death, but the grave could not hold him. And early one Sunday morning, because death couldn't deal with him, he got up with all power in his hand. And that is not only a crossover, but that is evidence that the cross is over. Did you hear the words that just came out of my mouth? That is not just a crossover, but that is evidence that the cross is over. Hey, God, I thank you. And so this week, when people come looking for you in dead places, tell them he's not there, but he is risen. And why seek ye the living among the dead? The crossover. Just like Jesus vacated that borrowed tomb, it's time for you to vacate the dead tombs of your life. It's time to cross over. If Jethro won't respect you, and if he won't stop putting his hands on you, then you pack up your stuff. Get out the door. She's not here. She has risen. Why seek ye the living among the dead? If that supervisor continues to harass you because they're intimidated by your wonder, update that resume, get you some stamps, and find something better. And on your resignation letter, simply write, he is not there. He is risen. Why seek ye the living among the dead? It's time to cross over. And when they go looking for you in the trap house or at the liquor store, leave them a note that says, I am not here, for I have risen. Why seek ye the living among the dead? It's time to cross over. God's plans for you are good, for you to meet an expected end. And if you're living beneath God's plan for your whole life and out of God's will, it's time for a crossover. Get out of that tomb. So this Easter Sunday, go fearlessly, go courageously into your tomorrow. And if anybody asks you why you're changing up, why you're acting brand new, tell them C.C. Winans, Allen Iverson, Toyota, and Broadway, and science aren't the only things that know something about a crossover. But I have a Savior. His name is Jesus, and he had the ultimate crossover. And because of his crossover, the dead places I used to occupy, you can look, but you won't find me there. Hey, the limitations that I used to have, you can check, but I'm no longer bound by them anymore. The raggedy stuff I used to do, you can throw it in my face, but I'm not doing it anymore. That's a crossover. If they want to know more about it, if they want to know what has happened in your life, tell them the story. The cross is over because he lived. I can face tomorrow because he lived. All fear is gone. Is there anybody in here who knows that he lives? Anybody? Somebody in Shiloh this morning on Resurrection Sunday who can say he lives? And I know who holds my future and life is worth the living because he lives. Yes! Yes! Say, you won't find me over there anymore because I'm alive. Why seek ye the living among the dead? And if they still don't get it, tell them it's called a crossover. And children of God, do that. We may get down, but for us, down does not mean out. We cross over. We may be buried, but burial is not final. We cross over. And even when we do physically die, we cross over into the gift of everlasting life, because we're living this life to live again. And one day, my living Savior is coming back again to trample death once and for all. Y'all don't mind if I give you theology. You don't mind if I tell you the truth about this faith, that one day my living Savior is coming back again to trample death once and for all. And at that time, the dead in Christ will rise again. That's a crossover. Good day, Shiloh. Happy Easter Sunday. The cross is over, and it's time for you and me to cross over. Why seek ye the living among the dead? It's time to cross over in our thinking, in our living, in our serving, in our believing, because Jesus, who was dead, is alive. And because he moved, I feel like preaching today, because he moved from one place to another, death to another, life, hey, you can too, and you have a fighting chance. Is there anybody in here who knows Jesus? If you know him, wave your hands in the air. Wave them like you just don't care. And say, our Lord and our Savior. Have you ever seen him or shared in his favor? If you will accept him, trust and believe him. Jesus is the Son of God. Your soul will exalt him and never will leave him. Jesus, the Son of God. Then someday, from heaven on clouds, upright glory, Jesus, the Son of God, will come for you and come for me. Oh, sweet wonder, Jesus, the Son of God. And there's room for you, and there's room for me in the ever unfolding resurrection story. My brothers and my sisters, it's time, it's time, it's time, it's time to cross over. It's time, it's time to cross over. to bed and get to where God desires for you to be. It's time to cross over. 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 Come on, standing all over the building. Getting ready to go. It's time to cross over. To move from where you've been to where you're supposed to be. To move from the tomb to life. To move from under to over. To move from lack into abundance. Just tap yourself and say, it's time to cross over. Those of you online, type it in the comments. And now listen, here's the first crossover. Because I believe that fundamentally none of us can do anything with ourselves or anything that is in our hands without the help of Jesus. Salvation makes a difference. But I want to be clear about this, is that salvation doesn't mean that you dress a certain way. It doesn't mean that you have to talk a certain way. It doesn't mean that you have to know certain people and all the historical songs of the church. That's why Brother Wendell and Brother Vincent are here. They know the songs. It doesn't even mean that you have to stop all the bad habits that you have and the things that you tell yourself, well, I can't, you know, join the church. I can't come to the Lord because I still smoke a little or a lot. I already bought my stash for next week on 420. Newsflash, Shiloh's pastor ain't no fool. Whatever reason you would give yourself for why you can't come to the Lord, can I tell you this? You won't be able to fix any of it without his help. But can I also tell you this? Whatever reason you give yourself for why you can't come to the Lord, has never a day in your life stopped him from extending the invitation. And so if you're here today, and you're saying, I want to know this kind of God who looks beyond all of my faults. This God who can take me from one place to another in one quick move. If you're here and you want to be saved, I want to invite you to come and meet us at the altar. Just step out of your aisle, step out of your row. There's no shame, no condemnation. All of us have kind of come this way before. But if you're saying, I don't want to leave this Easter without giving my life to Jesus Christ. Our leaders are here. They're some of the kindest people that I've ever met. And so please come. Here's the second call. If you're here today and you're saying, I don't have a church home, or I want to cross over into membership at Shiloh, and I want to be a member of this church. I want to join this church. The heart of this church is open. You know the doors are open because you came in them. But the heart of this church is open, and we are ready to receive you. If you want to join the Shiloh Baptist Church, will you just come now, step out of the row, and come to the altar now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, man, woman, boy, girl, you need a church home. Every believer needs a church home. Shiloh family, can you help me out and just look at your neighbor and say, do you have a church home? Do you have a church home? Ask your neighbor. Shiloh family, I need your help. Come on, ask your neighbor, do you have a church home? Because you can come and join this one. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, Zion. Jarrell, will you, Minister Jarrell, I need your help to come and pray. Come on, come on. Come on, Shiloh family, ask the other neighbor, do you have a church home? Do you have a pastor? Let them know, Pastor Brown is pretty decent. She'll be a good pastor. She'll love you. But come on, man, woman, boy, girl. Come on, Shiloh, celebrate. The Lord is adding to the church. Come on, I'll give you a few more seconds. I'll give you a few more seconds. But if your palms are sweating and if you're feeling on the inside like you need to take that step, don't leave here today without yielding to the plan of God concerning your life. Today is the day that you cross over. Come on, man, woman, boy, girl. And then I want to say this to you. I want to say this to you. That maybe this walk, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Did somebody pray for you? Okay. Did she get prayed for? Okay. Sister Felisa, can you just come and stand with our sister? Because at Shiloh, nobody stands by themselves. That's the kind of church that we are. And I want to say this, as these are led to our new member intake space. Preachers, come on, let's lead our brothers and sisters. Jarrell, stay with them and you walk with them. Minister Jarrell, you're fine. Come on, as we lead them out, leaders lead them to the new member intake space. But if you're saying this walk was a little intimidating, I want to tell you this, you can jump in line. As they go out the door, you can just jump in line and say, don't leave me behind, but today I'm going to change my life. I'm going to cross over today. Come on, Shiloh, put your hands together. Put your hands together and celebrate. Come on, let's walk them out. Minister Lucky will walk them out. And then here's the last call. This is the last call. Sister Brenda is coming back home. She was born and raised in this church, baptized by the Reverend Dr. A. Ross Brent. Up, and she's coming. Here is another. They're still coming. It's not too late. It's not too late. Minister Judy, I need you to pray for this sister. Minister Judy, you can pray for this sister now. I'm going to just give a moment. Are you sure? Look at your neighbor and say, are you sure? Are you sure you don't want to step in the water while it's trouble right now? Or hop in line as they're on their way out? But now here's another opportunity I want to offer you. If you're here today and you just need a little extra prayer, I want to invite you to come to the altar. You just need a little extra prayer. Amen. Just need a little extra prayer. You're saying, I'm already a member of a church. I'm already a member of this church, but I just need a little extra prayer. I need somebody to pray for me. Just come on to the altar. Go ahead, Brother Vincent, as they're coming.
Sweet wonder, oh, sweet wonder, Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet, sweet wonder, oh.
still room at the altar. Keep coming. I see you coming. I see you coming from the balcony. We'll wait on you. Come on close. Get close. Heard the word. While you're all saved and on your way to heaven, we all have work to do. Some of us still got a lot of crossovering to do. Still got some stuff we have to leave over there and cross over here to what the Lord wants us to do. I want you to contemplate for yourself individually what this message really means to you. Don't think about your mama or your daddy. Don't think about your brother or your sister. Don't think about anybody else. I want you to think about you. What does this message mean for you and your life? There is a passage of scripture that helps us. And God, and Jesus was asked, Lord, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Pastor's going to preach on it next week. What do we speak out when we see someone in this time and period of crossover? Father God, let us pray. We're praying to you today, Lord God, for those who are standing at this altar. Each one has a different need. Each one has a different purpose. Each one has a different calling on their lives. And they've come, Lord God, to say to you that they are willing, ready and able to cross over. They've come to say that your promises are true and that they have stepped out on your promise. As you hung on Calvary's cross, died, and you were buried, today is your day of resurrection. When you crossed over to advocate for us, sinners saved by grace, that we should be free from sin. And in our freedom walk, Lord God, they stand here today saying we're ready to go, we're ready to speak, we're ready to do. Testify of your goodness in our lives, your greatness as we have seen it, of all the things you have in store for us. Lord God, bless these who are here. And as they leave this altar, bless each and every family that is engaged. Their hardships, their health issues, their financial issues. We know a God who can handle all of that. Not some of it, but all of that. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness. And guess what? All everything else will be added unto you. So, Father God, bless them in their going out and in their coming in. Bless them as they stand before you. Because every day they stand, that's what they do. They stand before you, so that their lives will be an example of who you are in their lives, so that they can tell somebody else and bring them along. We pray, Lord God, and we thank you in advance. Now, whatever they brought to this altar, they leave it here. And that they go knowing that it is already done. In the name of Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior, who is now seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, and our soon coming King, we pray this prayer in his mighty, matchless, and wonderful name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Sweet wonder, oh, Jesus, the Son of God, oh, oh, sweet wonder.
I want you to remember that today you crossed over. And whatever it was before you had this experience, God has shifted you into your new and your next. Live like it. Lift your head up and hold your shoulders back like you've crossed over. And when they go looking for you where you were, you already know what to say. What is it? Why seek ye the living among the dead? I'm not dead. As we get ready to go, please stand to your feet. Don't forget to stop by the 360 machine. Make sure you take the kids to get their faces painted. Be sure to take a picture in front of one of the Stephen repeats. Let the people know that you crossed over today at Shiloh Baptist Church. Was it worth your press? Was the worship experience worth pressing your way? Online, was the worship experience worth you logging in this morning? Was it worth getting up and using up your battery to worship with us today? It's good to see y'all in the balcony. Hey, balcony. Y'all wave at the people in the balcony. They're up there today. Good to see you. Again, thank you all. Thank you for coming to church today. Thank you for logging on today. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who was indeed dead, but did indeed get up, may he bless you, may he keep you, may he make his face to shine upon you, may he give you peace every day of your life, may he even prosper you. May he remind you every time the enemy tries to tell you that nothing has changed, that the devil is indeed a liar, and that God is exalted. May Almighty God bless all of you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and let all God's people say amen, amen, amen and amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord with gladness until we meet again.
Sweet wonder, Jesus.
Those of you who purchase Easter lilies, if you can make your way to the front of the sanctuary so that you can sign out your Easter lily. Remember, do not just take them. Our ministry team will be right here so that you can sign off on your Easter lily. Those of you who need to pick up an Easter lily, please line up over here to my left. Please line up. Are you waiting for an Easter lily? Line up behind Sister Sylvia. She's in this black shirt here. And here's our, you can meet the ladies here, but please line up in this left aisle. All right. Line up to my left.